Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and 11 and 12.
今天的经文是箴言3章第1至8节和11和12节。
We will first read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们用启言方式来读,先用英文读,然后中文读出。
Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof.
The Lord loves as a father, son, and whom he delights. 你心要谨守我的诫命，不可使慈爱诚实离开你，要列系在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上。你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
不要以自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。我而不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备。Please be seated.
请坐。
God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
愿祝福读嘅同听佢话语嘅人。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message, How to be Truly Wise.
我前牧师话嘅正道题目系如何成为真智慧。
Wisdom is to know how life really works.
呢个智慧就系话我哋要去了解我哋生命当中应该点样去行。
If you were with us last time, we saw in Proverbs chapter 1 that wisdom, according to Proverbs, is competence. Competence with regards to the realities of life.
如果你上个礼拜同我们一起的时候，我们看第一章，我们讲到就话智慧，就话好清楚去知道究竟我们生命当中这个真正的生命是怎么样去行的。We're
going to continue in chapter 3. We did cover chapter 2 3 years ago, and again, I'm not going to go through each chapter of Proverbs. This is just a short sermon series on some of the other themes there.
咁我哋上次睇第一章，而今日我哋睇第三章。第二章嘅时候，其实我哋几年前已经讲过噶啦。But
the question I'd like to pose to you this morning is this: How then do you get wisdom?
所以今天我哋就去睇就话，我哋点样去得到呢一个嘅智慧咧？
A slide two, please. First, where does wisdom develop?
第一样我就睇就话，我点样去有呢个智，我点样去成呢个有智慧嘅成长咧？
Well, when we proclaim God's word, we're preaching from God's word. So the answer is in the text, of course, verse 6.
咁我哋去就睇圣经，圣经咪讲就话喺第六节。
As you can see there, God, it says according to verse 6, God will make your paths straight.
中文就讲就话，在第六节就话，他必指引你的道路。You
know, when obedient faith is present,
当我们去遵守神的诫命的时候,
the Lord will guide the believer along life's paths in spite of hindrances, in spite of difficulties.
当我遵守神的诫命的时候, 就算我们在我们道路当中,我们有一个挫折或者有损失的时候, 神都会指引我们行一条正直的路。
By trusting God fully with your life, you'll know wisdom in Him, in Christ.
当我们完全信心的在神里面当中的时候, 我们有信心的神会带领我们行这条正直的路。
Do you see the analogy that the author of Proverbs is painting for you here?
大家看到就是说这个诗人究竟这个在真言当中想跟你说什么话呢?
Your life is being likened to a pathway.
就是我们生命就好像一条道路。
And the analogy to life here is you're walking down the path.
就是说我们生命就是我们行一条的道路。
Everybody on board there, that's the metaphor. Step by step, ahead, step by step, slowly, in life, down a path.
就是我们生命的时间,我们生命的,就是我们行一条道路,就是一步一步的去行这条路,就是过我们的生命。
Right, in some sense, that analogy is very simple, right? You're walking, you're doing something steady, something simple, one foot ahead of another.
所以我们生命的比喻就是很简单,就是我们生命的时候,就是我们行一条道路,一步的,一步的,很简单去行。
Do you see the picture?
大家看不看到这个讲解呢?
You see, if you jump, if you somersault, or if you run, you won't get very, very far.
如果说你去走,或者你走来走去的时候,你不会去走得很远。
Because everyone knows that you can walk further than you can run.
因为我很清楚知道说,我们行可以行远过你走的路程。
Even the world's greatest athlete can still walk further than they can run.
就算是一个运动员的时间也好,一个人可以行长过多过你走。
And so obviously, the best way to make progress along a path is to do something very simple, very rhythmically, walk one foot ahead of another, ahead of another.
所以我们生命的道路就好像这样去行路,是一步的,一步的,很简单去行。
And if you walk down a path, it takes you somewhere, right?
所以就说我们行的时候,我们一步一步去行的时候,我会带到你一个终点。
You don't stay in the same position, you're moving ahead.
但我们行的时候,不会说走来走去,或者去不同的地方。
Now why is this picture a metaphor for life?
为什么说这个行,这个一步一步的路,是代表了我们生命的道路呢?
Well, the actions you and I take repeatedly, day after day after day, in ordinary life, they make you something. Don't you realize that? They make you something.
象征了我们的生命当中,我们很多事会发生,一步一个事发生,一个事发生,去代表了你的生命。
You can't stay the same.
因为事件不断地发生,你不会说留在一个地方。
The way in which you behave, the actions, the choices that you make in ordinary daily life take you somewhere.
因为就是每天每日的你作的决定,是会令到你行一条什么的道路。
Those daily decisions turn you into someone.
就是说你作的决定, 会带领你去作为一个你的什么,变成一个什么人。
And according to Proverbs, it's actually turning you into either a wise person or a stupid person.
所以我们人作一个每一个决定,就说在真言当中告诉我们,我们的决定会带领我们成为一个聪明的人,或者一个愚拙的人。
A slide 3, please. Do you know why?
为什么呢?
It's character that's forged in those small things that you decide about your living.
就说因为生命当中所作的很简单的决定会带我们成为一个有好的品格。
C.S. Lewis puts it this way, again, he's a British English professor of past generation. Lewis, every day, says, every day when you make little decisions, you're putting a little mark on your soul.
C.S. Lewis说,我们每一天做一个很简单的决定,是为我们其实在我们的灵魂上,我们的心灵上,去做一个很简单的一个印记。
It's the pathway he's describing.
他所講嘅就係話我哋行呢條人生嘅道路。
One foot after another foot after another foot.
你作每一個決定就係話我哋好似我哋每行嘅一半道路。
And the actions you and I, the choices we make in our ordinary daily lives, shape you. They shape you.
所以就話每一天作嘅簡單嘅決定，去決定咗我哋行一條咩嘅道路。
So my question to you this morning is this: Which path?Which path are you taking today?
所以話今天嘅早上就問你話，你究竟你行緊一條咩嘅道路咧
？That's a very important question.
依係好嚴重嘅一個我需要問嘅問題。
Because the path you're on right now is either taking you down to become a person like an angel or like a demon.
所以今天所作嘅決定，我哋行緊一條咩道路，係決定咗你究竟行一條係去成為一個天使嘅道路啊，定係成為一個魔鬼嘅道路
？Wisdom.Is making choices on the basis of reality.
So, I say, 我作為有個智慧，呢個智慧就係話我哋需要去根據呢個嘅實質上嘅，我哋作一個決定。
Wisdom not based on what you think is real, but what is actually real.
我作一個決定，咩叫真實？係唔係話我哋所諗嘅係嗰樣係真就係真？我係所作個決定嘅係要作為，就係話嗰樣嘢係真係真實嘅。
If you're a coward.Or prideful, and you don't take anybody else's advice. You want to think your opinion and feelings are the right ones. Go ahead.
如果你係一個愚拙嘅人，或者你係一個好驕傲嘅人，你唔去聽別人嘅意見，你會行一條嘅道路，就係話你覺得你所作嘅決定，所有嘅嘢都係啱。
As we learned last time, that's the path of the fool.
我上個禮拜講就話，你如果係咁樣行一條道路，呢條就係一個愚拙嘅道路。
It's the little things you do.Every single day that build and make you who you are.
就话你每一天每日嘅作嘅简单嘅决定，去决定咗你行一条人生嘅咩道路。
And if you don't have wisdom, it can either make you more resentful, more cowardly, more proud.
所以话，若然你系冇呢个智慧嘅时候，你可能就系你会去行一条嘅，可能变成一个愚拙嘅，或者系细胆嘅，或者系一个好。骄傲愤怒的人
or make you more loving, more forgiving, more courageous,
或者你要变成一个聪明的，又充满着爱的，会原谅人的人。
Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? The stronger your character, the wiser you're going to be.
他明白我意思就是话，若你能够去培养你的品格的时候，你会更加去聪明，去选择你有个正直的道路。
And you'll be in touch with reality.
你就會更加清楚究竟依個真實，依個生命其實應該點樣行。
In other words, in daily life, your little choices give you good character. That good character is the basis for making the big choices.
所以我每一天每日嘅所行嘅道路，我哋所揀嘅選擇嘅一個普通嘅一個選擇，會成為你日後聰明點樣去做一個重要嘅決定。
Little choices give you the character.On the basis that you make the big choices in life.
所以每天每日嘅簡單嘅決定，去作為你以後日後嘅作為一個重要嘅決定。
That's why the metaphor, the analogy is the path. It's in ordinary daily life. Wisdom is lost or gained bit by bit.
所以話人生嘅道路，我哋生命就好似一個行一條道路，係一步嘅一步嘅一個選擇，點樣去行。
Right, it's a gradual process, like walking.
就话我人生嘅生命就好似行一条道路，系一步嘅一步去走。
Small wise choices create the character on the basis on which you make the big wise choices in life。
一个每天每日嘅简单嘅一个选择，去作为日后嘅聪明嘅大嘅决定。
And you're able to do that because you're in touch with reality。
你能够咁样再去决定，点解？因为你知道咩叫真实。
So how do you get that kind of character?
所以就话我点样能够去培养有一个咁嘅品格，有一个智慧咧
？On slide 5, Beth, thanks. Wisdom comes through knowing God, trusting God, submitting to His Word, and living in community.
就话我点样有一个智慧咧？就呢个智慧从有三样嘢我哋要知道，就系话四样嘢，就话我哋需要去认识神，我哋要相信神。我哋要委身喺佢个服从佢个话语，同埋我哋有一个群体嘅生活。
First wisdom comes through knowing God. That's in verse 3. Don't mind if you could chime back to verse 3. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Again, it continues, bind them around your neck, write them on a tablet of your heart.
所以我怎样去有这个智慧呢? 第一样就讲就说,我们需要去认识这个神。 在第三节就讲就说,不可使慈爱诚实离开你, 要刻在你的颈项上, 刻在你的心板上。
Now this is not an easy text to understand immediately.
这个其实不是很容易的去了解。
Because if you read it quickly, you read it in English, it looks like it's saying, be a loving, faithful person.
当我看的时候,好像说过给我们知道,我们需要成为一个有爱的,有信心的一个人。
Right, do you see the first phrase? Let love and faithfulness never leave you.
说就说,不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
Right, then, so if you quickly read that, you probably think, oh, be a loving and faithful person.
所以当我看的时候,我觉得很快就说,我们需要成为一个有爱的,有信心的人。
But again, part of my job is to teach you how to read the Bible.
我们就说,牧师的工作就是说,我们要学怎么去看圣经。
And you can't just take things out of context in the Bible. You have to read any literature within the context of what is being said.
我们就说要看其他的章节,
so you have to take what's next. It says, after let love and faithfulness never leave you, what does it say? Bind it around your neck. Write it on the tablet of your heart.
他说要刻在你的颈项上,
right? Don't lose grip on it. Don't let go of it.
他就说,
what does that mean?
意味意思呢?
The words for love here and faithfulness are two Hebrew words that are words that actually describe God's covenant love for his people.
里面当中他所讲的慈爱和诚实的意思,其实在希伯来文来说,代表了神对人的民爱。
I've said this in other sermons because that love, hesed, appears often when it's talking about God's relationship with us.
这个字其实讲到很多时在其他书卷讲的话,是讲解一个神对人的爱。
Hesed means his unconditional love for his people.
他当中所讲的就是神
It's God's commitment, His faithfulness, His graciousness to us.
就说他的承诺,他的爱是对我们怎样的?
Or to put it another way, what's behind that word is God is unconditionally committed to you.
就说其实是神对我们的无条件的爱.
So with that being said, right, put the two together. The text again says, let God's love and faithfulness never leave you. Hold them on. Bind them around your neck.
所以说,将一个神的慈爱和一个诚实,说不要将它放手,要抓紧它, 要放在你们的心板上。
That means you need to talk about it all the time.
我怎样才能够做到? 意思就是说,我们需要经常的要去讲。
What it's saying is, you need to be absolutely convinced of and never lose that grasp of this unconditional, gracious love that God has for you.
Beth,
slide 6, you need to know in the bottom of your heart of hearts, that God is for you. That's what it's behind that. He's unconditionally committed to you.
意思就是说我们要在我们心板上我们心底上我们完全的明白就是说神这个爱是无条件的爱是给到我们
Why does that create wisdom?
为什么我们需要知道这个无条件的爱能够帮助我们有这个智慧呢?
Well, if you really knew that in the heart of hearts your heart of hearts that God's unconditional love is for you, you know what? You'd be a person of poise.
为什么呢?就说当我们心底上,我们心板上,我们知道神有给我们这个无条件的爱,我们就说,我们心里面当中,我们就有一个确据。
Think about that. The Lord, God, maker and sustainer of all things, right? Who can create by just the breath of his mouth out of nothing. He's for you.
就说,这个创造世界的主,他只是用他的口气,他就能够创造这个世界,也就说,这个主, 是和你一起,
if deep down you knew that, you would never panic. You would not panic.
原来你是心底上你知道明白这个主是对你这么好的时候有这么的关系你的生命是不会再有一个恐惧
you and I would always make wise choices because you just would never panic.
就說我們會作個決定,不需要再恐懼,因為神永遠同我們同在。
You wouldn't be running scared if you knew that for yourself.
因為你不會再恐懼,你覺得自己是單身一個,因為神與同在。
So how do you do that? How do you bind his love and faithfulness around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart?
所以怎樣我們能夠先去做到,將這個愛和誠實在頸上,刻在心板上呢?
At the very least, you ought to have a prayer life.
就最普通的就是说我们需要有一个祈祷的生命。
At the very least, it means taking an abstract truth from God, making it real into your heart daily.
就是我们所听的,我们所觉得很抽象的意思,就是我们需要的去每天每日的去思想,去有祈祷的生命。
Maybe doing that a couple of times a day.
我们可能每日的要几次的去这样去做。
You take the truth from God. You make it real to the core of your being.
就说,我听到这个话语,我们去看到这个说话,我们去思想。
That means you ponder it, you chew on it, you meditate on his word in prayer.
就说我们要去思想,去沉默,去了解他所讲的说话是什么。
At the very least, you need to walk with God through life.
就说我需要与神同行,就是说有一个祈祷的生命。
You're praying, you're reading about, you're talking to him constantly.
我们需要有一个祈祷的生命,我们需要与神有一个沟通的时间。
That's practicing his presence. You're reminding yourself of what he has done for you.
就是说我们用祈祷的时间,用我们去告诉我们自己,就说神对我们的爱是怎样。
So first of all, daily knowing God enables you to make wise choices that will push you toward wisdom, not foolishness.
所以说第一就是说,我们需要每一天的祈祷的生命,用我们每一天的去了解我们认识神,去帮助我们有这样的智慧。
Secondly, you get wisdom, according to verse 5, by trusting God.
当时我说,第一件事需要知道的就是认识神,第二件事就是需要去相信神。
You see that in verse 5? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's not easy for us to do.
所以就说,我们需要的去专心仰赖耶和华,不可依靠自己的聪明。
You know, it's very possible that in some way you believe, you obey, you pray, you follow the Ten Commandments, and you really trust something else. You trust something else in life.
我们可能去看这个十诫,我们尝试去遵守,我尝试去相信,但很多时候我们可能是其实去做一些我们自己认为对的事。
Something other than God is your real security, your real significance for living.
其实我们可能是将我们的安全感放在其他事情上。
You pray to God. You obey the Ten Commandments. You believe. You attend church.
就说我们可能会去遵守这个十诫,我们会有祈祷,我们有去回教会的生命。
But in reality, you're really all about your family. You're really all about your job, your career.
可能我们生命当中,我们将这些,其实我们自己的心,其实放在我们的工作,我们的家庭的事上。
That's what you're trusting in for life.
要是我们可能将我们所相信的,就放在这些事上。
You see, you get your self-esteem, you get your value, your worth through that other thing besides God.
我们可能将我们的自尊,我们的价值观,是放在这些事上,不是放在神的身上。
Right? It might be through what you do for a living.
我们可能会将我们的尊严放在我们的工作上,我们所做的事。
I'm somebody because I do this or that.
为什么我能够做到这些事,我就是一个怎样的人,可以告诉别人。
Or maybe you feel like you're somebody because your children are somebody.
我们可能会觉得,因为我的小孩子能够做这些事,我很骄傲,所以我是一个怎样好的人。
Because you have made the sacrifice for them.
因为我去牺牲我自己的时间,金钱,去为到这些事去牺牲。
See, that's your real true I love. That's your really true identity, not God.
这是我们反而真正的一个身份,不是说我们相信神。
You need to ask yourself, where do you get your real sense of security for safety?
所以我们要看我们自己,究竟我们的安全感,我们的价值观是放在哪里呢?
You know, the financial market goes down really fast.
大家知道就是说,这个金融股市会有上有落。
A bright, rosy economy can turn south very easily.
股市可能会突然间会去冧。
One day a family member can be very successful. Another day they could be out the door.
可能会认识一些亲人，可能会有好有钱，去做得好好嘅嘢，但可能一段时间可能会乜都会冇，或者可能会死。
None of us knows what tomorrow holds.
没人会知道明天会发生咩事。
Very often you won't admit that what you actually rely on is something, when something goes wrong, that's really when you fall apart.
所以说当我们去相信一些东西的时候，或者相信一些人的时候，终有一天可能那些东西会失去。
And that's because you're trusting not in God, but in those other things.
我们会知道就是说，我们所相信的其实是相信那些事物，或者那些人，不是相信在神上。
And when something goes wrong, we can see then where we've placed our trust in.
就是说当如果我们有一天会失去这些东西的时候，我们才会知道自己其实我们的价值观其实是摆在哪里，究竟摆在那些事上，那些人上，其实摆在神上。
That's why we fall to pieces when we're threatened. When we're threatened, when something's threatened to be taken from us, we get angry.
所以当那些事上或者那些人上，我们如果我们失去的时候，我们会很张慌，我们很惊。
Right? Those inordinate emotions are all around us.
我们会慌忙。
Right? It could be your beauty, could be your intelligence, could be your career, could be your family, your physical strength.
我们所抓紧的东西可能会没有了，那些东西可能是你的青春美丽，你的才华，你的事业，或者你的体力。
Could be your family, your spouse, some romantic interest in someone.
或者可能你的家庭，或者是你同一个配偶的关系。
You know, when you've trusted in something or someone other than God, then these inordinate emotions appear.
所以说，当我们将我们的生命去摆喺呢啲事上或者喺人上，我们当如果失去嘅时候，我们心情会好动荡。
That's why in 2000, I think it was 2008, when there was a big dip in the stock market, people, they were, it was in the news. Some Wall Street people jumped out of the window.
所以我在2008年的时候，当这个股市大跌的时候，啲人顶唔顺就跳楼死。
You see how emotionally debilitating it is if you trust in anything except God?
所以大家睇唔睇到呢个人嘅心情点样去动荡，点样去影响佢嘅生命咧？
You just won't be able to function when things terribly go wrong.
就话你所揸紧嘅嘢，但系突然间会失去嘅时候，你个心情会唔知点样去控制。
And there are these enormous emotions around us that you functionally trust rather than God.
就话睇到就话我嘅思想其实系揸紧嗰啲嘢，唔系摆喺神嘅身上。
Maybe it's a certain standard of living.
就话觉得我哋可能喺我生命上，我哋应该点样去编排。
And when you're forced to give that up, you just kick and scream.
所以话，如果我哋所揸紧嘅嘢，我哋唔能够得到，或者我哋会失去，我哋会好唔开心，我哋可能会大叫。
You see, these enormous emotions cloud your judgment and your wisdom.
而咁样嘅心情嘅时候，可能会阻止咗我哋点样去做人生嘅决定。
Makes you unable actually to be wise.
所以，将你生命摆喺嗰啲事上嘅时候，我哋唔能够去做个清楚嘅决定，会令到我哋唔能够有一个智慧。
So you need to trust in the Lord. But thirdly, you get wisdom by submitting. Submitting to God's word.
所以说刚才我说，我们要认识神，我们要去相信神。第三就是我们需要去委身，服从祂的话语。
And you also see that in the text as well. Beth, if you don't mind, if you could hit verse 5, the latter part of verse 5 and the first part of verse 6.
就说在第五、第六节当中。
It says, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him.
就说不可依靠自己的聪明。
See, the way for you to develop wisdom is through submitting. Submitting to God's word.
所以就说我们怎么能够得到这个智慧呢? 第三样东西就是说我们需要去服从神的话语。
You need to follow God's understanding of life.
我们需要去跟从神的话语教导。
You must submit to him and his will, not your will.
我们需要服从祂所说的话，不是我们所思想所说的。
And how does that happen?
我们怎么才能够做到呢?
Well, the background to the whole book of Proverbs is the Torah. the law of God.
其实箴言来讲，其实就是一个神的律法。
In fact, most commentators on the book of Proverbs tell us that Proverbs is nothing but the law of God, the Torah being applied to daily life.
而很多的解经书的人都讲就话，其实觉得这个箴言其实是一个神的律法书。
That's why it's so important. If you want to understand yourself, if you want to understand life, you have to immerse yourself, submit yourself under the Word of God.
所以我们需要 去有这个智慧的时候，我们需要的去了解神的话语，我们需要的是浸淫在神的话语当中。
Slide 8. Instead of leaning on your own understanding, doing your own world, you must lean, as the text says, on God's understanding of living.
就话唔系去依靠去我哋自己嘅决定，唔系依靠我哋自己嘅聪明。我若然想又得到呢个智慧嘅，我哋需要去依靠神嘅话语。
How does immersing, learning, mastering, listening, studying the Word of God turn you actually into somebody wise? How does that happen?
就话若然我哋能够，若然我哋去浸入喺神嘅话语当中，我哋去去读，去了解神嘅话语。
Well, it happens in two ways. One is very simple, and one is more complex.
其实是两个方法，一个很简单的，另一个是少少的困难。
Here's the simple way. The Bible plainly states some rules, right? Like the Ten Commandments. It plainly states the rules in the Bible, moral categories to follow.
圣经其实很清楚、很简单讲到有啲嘅嘅规条，我哋应该嘅要去守。譬如话好简单嘅一个十诫，就系我哋应该点样嘅去选择。
Let me give an example, because again, in our day and age, across cultures, by the way, in our day and age, marriage is in trouble, right? The institution of marriage is in trouble. 50% of people, even Christians, divorce.
我做个很简单的例子给你知，就是说譬如我看在现在的世界当中去看的婚姻，就算在这个世界上或者在当中里面有个基督徒50% 的人都会有离婚 的时间。
So here's an illustration of the simple way to immerse and learn, submit yourself to the Word of God. If you're married, right? If you're married and your marriage isn't going well, suppose you're temptedhave an extramarital affair.
所以话我做个例子，譬如话一对夫妇，佢哋夫妇当中有个争拗，而当中系有个时间，佢哋可能会有一个其中一个可能会有一个婚外情。
Again, when emotions are involved, feelings are involved, when commitment is lacking, these temptations pop up.
所以话，当一对夫妇当中可能有争拗嘅时候，佢感情有破裂嘅时候，而好有咁啱嘅有呢个婚外情嘅一个可能。
Because when you're in pain, you're looking for medication.
譬如话，我哋人嘅当中我哋有痛嘅，我哋需要有一个止痛药。
And the Bible can really help you in a simple way, right?
而其实圣经嘅好清楚去讲解应该点样去面对咁嘅问题。
Right, when it comes to adultery and you're married, you don't have to get out your list of pros and cons, right?
当有一个婚外情或者 去有一个的奸淫的时候，圣经很清楚讲了应该怎样去做，不是说我们去想想好地不好的问题。
You don't have to wrestle with the issue, right? Because the Bible clearly says no, you shouldn't, right?
因为圣经很清楚讲就说我们不可以有一个婚外情。
You made a promise to God, to your spouse,to witnesses who witnessed your vows.
因为就话好清楚就讲圣经讲就话，当两个人去有结婚嘅时候，佢哋已经承诺咗佢哋嘅关系，佢哋嘅爱对方。
It's very simple, right?
好清楚，圣经已经好清楚讲咗。
If you're married, the biblical answer, if should you commit adultery, is absolutely no.
所以话圣经好清楚讲就话，当两个人去有结咗婚嘅时候，佢哋有一个盟约嘅时候，可唔可以去有呢个嘅婚外情咧？唔可以，好清楚讲咗。
You see?Why it's simple? Because you don't have to think it out.
因为点解我咁清？点解话好简单？因为你唔需要去谂，圣经已经系讲咗。
It's clear.
系好清楚讲咗圣经。
And maybe 20-25% of life's decisions in the Bible is nice and clear, simple.
而喺我哋可能我人生嘅生命当中，可能有四分之一嘅决定，好清楚。究竟圣经其实已经同我哋讲咗应该点样去做。
You might not like. what the principle says, what the Bible says.
我们可能会觉得我不喜欢去听到圣经所讲的，怎样去教导我们。
But in those 25% of cases where the moral law is very clear, you can't say you don't understand.
但其实你在生命当中，你的四分之一的决定已经是很清楚圣经讲解给你知。
Because verses 5 and 6 say, lean not on your own understanding.
第五、第六章的时候讲到说，不可以以为自己的聪明，去依靠，去依赖自己的智慧。
Maybe you find it difficult to understand. The commandment is there. It clearly states in this simple example, do not commit adultery. Do not covet. Do not steal.
圣经很多地方已经讲了很清楚，我们不可以犯奸淫，我们不可以去贪婪，我们不可以去偷东西，很清楚已经讲了。
Now, how do you let God's understanding trump yours?
怎样能够将神的说话，怎样去帮助我们更加的去了解，去帮助我们，去超越我们的思想？
How do you do that so that you become wiser as time goes on? You know, then what would be otherwise, right?
所以就说，我怎么能够去用神的智慧帮助我们作决定呢？
You submit, right? You submit to God's word.
所以我们需要的去服从神的话语。
Now that, in a sense, is a simple way. Now, of course, in a sense, I say that in a sense a simple way because that's externally, right? Jesus has a lot to say in the New Testament about internally obeying moral law,
right?
But I can't go into that. That's another sermon series.
那些有些困难，我们会用第二个讲道会去讲解。
But I would be remiss as a pastor to not tell you the more complex way, because 75% to 80% of life, you have to make decisions that the moral laws don't directly apply.
但喺我哋嘅人生嘅当中，有三分之四嘅决定咧，系道德观念唔能够去讲解俾我哋知点样去作决定。
Right, especially for those of you who, if you're from a moral culture, from a traditional culture, you're a shame-based culture, right? Obviously, you have a built-in cultural mechanism to externally obey the moral law, right?
我们有传统的文化，我们可能会叫我们怎样去遵守一些的诫命。
But it's not that simple. It's not as simple as what's the rule? What's the rule about how much I have to give away? What's the bottom line?
但是我们传统的文化没有教给我们知道，究竟有什么我们可以去选择应该做，应该不可以做。
That's why you have to immerse yourself in studying God's word, because 75 to 80% of your life's decisions, your choices, the moral laws don't directly apply. What do?
所以说我们需要的去浸淫在神的话语当中去学习，究竟我作为人怎样去选择，因为有我3分之4%的人生的决定。 圣经里面，人生里面当中，这个道德观念不能够讲解给我们知，应该怎样去做个决定。
And the more you immerse yourself in studying God's word, the wiser you'll become.
所以要让我们更加的去能够去了解神的话语的时候，服从神的话语的时候，我们会更加去聪明作个选择。
Do you see that? Because everything looks different when you're in the story of the great story of the Bible.
因为若然我们能够在明白神的话语当中的时候，我们才能够去懂得怎样去选择人生的道路。
Because the story of the Bible tells us about who we are, what life's about.
圣经告诉我们，我们人的生命应该是怎样，我们人的生命应该怎样去选择。
And you need God's wisdom to navigate in the areas of living where the moral law doesn't directly apply.
我们需要有圣经，我们需要去明白这个圣经作为我们人生的指南针，我们应该怎样去行我们的人生的道路。
And that's why you need the last vehicle that was mentioned in the text to develop wisdom in your life. That's living in community.
所以第四样的，我们怎样能够去培养有这个智慧？第一讲就话需要有认识神，相信神。
Because verse 7a, Beth, if you don't mind, if you could hit verse 7a, do not be wise in your own eyes.
好啊，不要自以为有聪明，自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Remember last time, for those of you who weren't here last time, I have it on slide 9. The definition of a fool, as we stated last time in Proverbs 1, is a person who's wise in his or her own eyes.
什么叫做愚拙呢? 我上个礼拜讲了，就是愚拙的人意思就是说他在他自己的眼中看到自己以为聪明。
The definition of fool is someone who only cares to see things from their own perspective.
就是说这个愚拙的人他只是会去看自己的角度。
Let me give you an obvious example. Many of you can see things around in this room, right? But the room is big.
大部分人大家都看到我们这个地方，你看到哪里有什么。
My vision is not that good. So for me to really understand what's going on in the back, I would need your perspective. Those of you in the back row, I would need your perspective on what's going on back there.
我们站在这里，我们可能不太清楚看到究竟后面发生什么事，我们需要在后面的人告诉我们究竟在后面有什么事发生。
And you would need my perspective of what's going on in front here.
而你也需要在我们站在前面的去告诉你究竟在前面有发生什么事。
Do you see? The definition of fool is someone who only sees things through his or her own eyes.
所以大家明白就话，一个愚拙嘅人只能够睇到佢自己去，好似井底之蛙，只系睇到嗰样嘅嘢。
See, to truly understand what's actually going on in this room, you need varying perspectives. People on this side need to tell you. People on that side need to tell you. People in the back need to tell you what's going on.And people in the front need to tell you what's going on.
所以要作为一个聪明的人，就我们需要在不同各方的角度去看这件事。
And so the definition of wisdom, as you can see up there on slide 9, is to see things through as many other eyes as possible, especially God's eyes.
所以我作为什么叫聪明有智慧，就是说我们需要去好像有不同的角度去看这件事。更加重要的就是说我们需要好像有神的眼光去怎么看这件事。
That's why we have small group, so we can mull over together the word of God and understand what's it saying to your life.
所以我们需要有小组，有小组的群体的生活，告诉我们知道究竟我们的生命应该怎样去做。
And you can gain perspective about life, about what the text is saying about life from different eyes.
所以就话透过小组嘅有时有小组嘅分享嘅团契，可以俾我大家睇到就话圣经点样去讲解，究竟我哋生命应该点样去行，点样做个决定。
And so the definition of wisdom in the book of Proverbs is a person who has created a company of counselors around them over the years.
所以一个聪明嘅人就话喺个箴言当中讲就话喺佢生命当中会有唔同嘅人会帮助佢去做决定。
And that's living in community. It's checking with them periodically.
所以就话我哋作为人，一个聪明嘅人就会活在一个嘅团体嘅生活当中，去有唔同嘅人去帮助我哋一齐嘅去了解。
Again, traditional culture people don't do that well. You got to open up. You have to speak into each other's lives. That's living in community.
但我哋个传统嘅生命，我哋有传统嘅文化，可能唔会我哋有少少嘅含蓄，我哋唔会将我哋人嘅事去分享。但系若你唔能够去有团体嘅生活嘅时候，我哋唔能够去睇到唔同嘅角度。
See, you have the advantage over the Westerners. Westerners have a tendency to, hey, you know, they can't handle the moral laws. You seem traditional culture people can handle the moral laws better.
但我哋传统文化可能够帮助我哋。因为我的文化背景帮助我们能够去更加了解这个道德的观念。
But the Westerners, they could speak into each other's lives better than traditional culture people.
但西方的文化就很容易的去互相的去分享去各人的生命。
You see, to be wise, need different perspectives, need a balance.
所以说我们需要有一个聪明的智慧，就是说我们需要在一个团体的生活有不同的角度去看这件事件。
Finally, in the text, there's a catalyst.Did you notice that in verse 11, 12? There's a spark that makes all this come about. Did you notice that?
大家看到最后其实好像有一个催化剂一样，它能够帮助一些事，帮助特别有个智慧。
And I don't think it's an overstatement to say it's turbocharges. Turbocharges wisdom.
就话入面当中讲就话 有咩嘢去帮助我哋突然间嘅有更加有大嘅智慧
？You know what turbocharger? You know it zooms it up at 10 times the normal rate. Do you know what that is in verses 11 and 12?
就话好似我哋去叉电咁样，突然间去劲叉一个电咁样，突然间嘅有一个更加大嘅智慧。
It's kind of a shock when we see it. Beth, don't mind if you don't mind it. Show up verses 11 and 12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline.And do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, a father disciplining a son. What does a father? Oh, sorry.
就话喺十一节同十二节讲就话，我儿，你不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
See, the image isn't hard to see, right?
这个大家很容易看到。
It's talking about a father being a father, disciplining a son.
就话佢讲就话一个父亲点样去作为一个父亲点样去教导佢哋嘅儿女。
What does a father who's disciplining a son do?
一个父亲点样去教导佢嘅儿女咧
？Well, because the son has done something wrong, the father brings something painful into the son's life.
就话当一个儿女佢做错嘅时候，作为父亲嘅可能会作为会做一啲嘅惩罚。
Things that are hard, things that are difficult, those painful things make the child cry.
啊，嗰啲嘅惩罚可能会令到呢个小朋友会有喊。
Well, what is he doing?
啊，咁点佢做乜嘢咧
？Well, in verses 1 to 8, he says, "Do these things, and these good things will happen." Right? You saw the pattern as we looked at.Proverbs 3, 1 through 8.
当我们看的第一、第一至第八节讲就说，我们作为父亲的，他有一个管教，有一个教导，而有好事会发生。
For example, in verses 1 and 2, do this and this, right? Do these good things, do this, and peace and prosperity will occur, right?
就说你要去这样去做这些事，做那些事，你就人生里面有这个有平安和一个的生命。
And that pattern continues through 1 through 8.
而在这个第一至第八节的就这样讲解。
But you and I know, as human beings, right? As we live out life, even if you do everything right, right? Horrible things can happen to you.
大家我都好清楚知道就话喺我人生嘅生命当中，无论我哋系跟随应该点样去做，我哋做啱晒呢啲嘢，但系人生可能都会有啲不常事或者唔好嘅事发生喺生命生当中。
And that's what verses 11 and 12 are saying.
一就十一同十二节讲解。
It's completely unexpected. It's going right along, right? Do this. Prosperity, peace, and will happen, right? It goes along. Do this. These good things happen. Hey, bad things are going to happen to you.
我哋可能喺第一、第八节讲嘅就话，我哋要做呢啲嘢，做嗰啲嘢，我哋去跟随，我哋应该点样去做，点样去做，做得啱。但系有时可能都会有呢啲嘅不常嘅事。不好的事会发生在你身上。
The sovereign God is just going to let it happen.
是神会是容许这些这样的事发生在我们身上。
How do we respond to that?
我们就说怎样去面对这些不常事发生在我们生命当中，怎样去面对呢？
It's the very basis for wisdom.
这就是我们需要去有一个智慧。
Because at the most basic level, this chapter at least is saying you can do everything right. You can live a good moral life.And still, life will go pretty bad for you.
就话我哋生命当中，就算去跟随要做啱所有嘅神叫我做嘅嘢，但我哋生命当中都会有可能会有不常事发生喺生命当中。
You can be the most decent person on earth, be charitable, work hard, submit to God, do all these things. Still, terrible things.Can happen to you.
你可能你系好伟新嘅人，你系一个好顺服嘅人，你可能会做好多有好勇敢做啲啱嘅事，但系有时都会有唔好嘅事发生喺身上。
And at the very least, verses 11 and 12 are telling you that you can do everything right and life will still blow up.
所以话我做好多啱嘅事，但系生命当中都会有不常事发生。
But it's also telling you something else.
但系话俾你知其他嘢。
This is a chapter on how to become wise, right?
就是说我这个所学的就是说怎么才有一个智慧。
And so that's why it's the turbocharge truth. Because when those things happen, consumes up the pressure to be wise.
所以就话，当我人生当中有跌倒嘅时候，其实会刺激我哋去要我哋去有一个智慧。
Do you see what verses 11 and 12 are saying in the context of the chapter about wisdom?
大家睇唔睇到究竟佢点样讲解呢个智慧咧
？There are bad things going to happen to make you wise.
但喺我嘅生命当中，可能会有唔好嘅事发生喺生命当中，而嗰啲唔好嘅事会帮助我哋会有一个成长，有一个智慧。
In fact, they have to happen.In order for you to be wise.
其实就话呢啲唔好事发生喺生命当中系需要发生，令到我哋先有智慧。
Nobody ever gets wise without really bad things happening to them.
所以话我当中，我哋生命当中系会有一个痛苦，有一个嘅挫折，而呢事一定要去发生，我哋先至能够有一个真正嘅智慧。
If you don't suffer in some way.You will not be wise.
所以话我哋生命当中有人冇挫折嘅时候，我哋人心唔能够去成长。
You'll be a shallow person.
我哋会只系一个好普通、好贫乏嘅人。
And you know, those of you who didn't grow up in America, you probably know that a lot better than somebody like me.
若然你系喺地道出世嘅时候，你好清楚依我讲嘅嘢。
Because we miss that truth if America's been your home from day one.
既然你喺美國長大嘅時候，係鼓吹唔好有咩壞事發生，唔好有咩挫折，你所以就話人生就會更加嘅好困難嘅有一個智慧。
Do you understand what verses 11 and 12 are saying in the context of the wisdom chapter?
大家明白所十一同十二節所講解咧
？You don't really learn to trust the Lord until you're drowning.
所以就話，若然你嘅生命當中唔有挫折，你沉喺谷底嘅時候。你唔会去寻找神，你唔会去真正去揸紧神。
You don't really see Jesus, and Jesus is all that you need. You don't see that until you suffer.
除非你系有个痛苦嘅当中，你唔会去见到神，你唔会见到耶稣基督。
Then you realize Jesus is all that you need.
你会见到就话唯有即系耶稣先系我所有。
And when you realize that, you say to yourself, "Okay, yes."You're right. Suffering terrible charges everything.
你先至明白就系话系，我要喺呢个痛苦当中，我先能够学习究竟咩先至有一个智慧。
That's when your prayer life takes off. By the way, when you suffer.
所以就话当我哋喺个痛苦当中嘅时候，我哋先有个成长。
Because you really end up trusting God, because there's nothing else to cling to. If you cling to the other things, they won't help you.
因为就喺个痛苦当中，我哋冇嘢能够再可以揸住，冇嘢再能够可以帮助我哋，我哋先至能够懂得嘅点样去揸紧耶稣基督。
It's only through something you really get into the Word of God. You really get into living in community. It won't happen unless you suffer.
所以除非话你喺个痛苦当中系有受苦嘅时间，你先至去真正明白咩叫神嘅话语，咩叫神嘅话语同你讲嘅咩说话，应该点样去做。
When my dad died, I went back to church. It shook me to the core.
就话牧师佢个父亲去死嘅时候，佢先嗰个时候，佢先就开始翻个教会。
I sought out Christian fellowship. I attended those young adult Christian groups.
之后佢先就去有翻呢个教会去参与一个团契，有一个少年嘅团契。
I got involved in serving at the church.
而之后佢有一个嘅喺教会当中有侍奉。
I sought out my pastor and asked him the difficult questions of life.
就话佢。当中时候，佢去问当时嘅牧师点样去了解人生嘅问题。
Because suffering terrible charges, terrible charges, wisdom
就话人生嘅痛苦当中系挫折，系帮助我哋去刺激我哋生命去了解。
But as you know, as a fellow human being, sometimes does the opposite.
但系大家我知道就话有时。人生的痛苦可能会令到我们去走到另一边。
Because you and I know people who aren't humbled by suffering.
但我们有些人可能会在痛苦当中 去选择另一条道路。
Haven't you seen that? Some people suffer, they become very proud.
有些人在痛苦当中反而会变得很骄傲。
They become arrogant. They said, you don't understand.
他们觉得就说你哋唔明白究竟我当中嘅痛苦。
You don't understand what I'm going through.
你唔明白究竟我当中嘅痛苦嘅程度。
And they feel better than others.
觉得我能够系好过你。
You see, suffering can either push you towards wisdom or push you It's foolishness.
所以大家就说在人生的痛苦当中挫折可能会推使你更加去聪明因为你去依靠神的话语但可能会令到你更加变成一个谷底因为你去依靠自己
I know people and you know people that have suffered that are bitter. Incredibly bitter.
有些人你见到就是说当在痛苦挫折当中他会觉得人生是很苦
Because the Bible's right. Suffering is going to push you down a path. Either the path of wisdom or the path of foolishness.
所以人生的苦难在圣经里面说可以帮助你一是你是走一条聪明的道路或者你是走一条更愚拙的道路
So what's the key?
所以就说究竟我应该怎么选择呢?
If suffering is inevitable, it's a given. What's the key?
所以就说人生的挫折一个苦难是不可以避免的我是怎么去找这个解决的方法呢?
How are you going to make sure it makes you wise?
所以我怎么能够在挫折当中我们能够找到怎么出路去给我们有个智慧呢?
Well, the answer is in the text, verse 12.
就说在第十二节讲解。
You see it, what it says there? It's talking about the Lord disciplining those he loves, right? As a father, the son, what does it say? He delights in. You see that? That's the key.
他就说, 正如父亲去责备所喜爱的儿子。
Because in real child discipline, if a father really loves his child, he's not going to discipline to condemn the child, right?
用一个父亲一个爱的父亲去教导他可爱的小朋友，他去惩罚他，是因为着爱，不是想去只是指责这个小朋友。
The father's not going to hurt the child. Hurts him, why? To grow the child.
这个父亲去责备这个小朋友，不是说因为想去只是惩罚他，令到他不懂起身，而反而是希望他能够在从事当中去成长。
Do you see the key?
大家看不看到这个分别呢?
You have to be absolutely convinced that God really loves you and delights in you.
就因为这个神，这个父，他真的爱这个小朋友。 才有令到他有这样的成长
And when bad things happen, which they will, you're still sure that he loves you.
而我们在我们生命当中，我们是有不好的事发生，有这个挫折，但我们知道我们的天父会帮助我们成长
But if you doubt that, suffering will make your heart hard.
但若然你对这样的事是怀疑的时候， 这个痛苦反而会令到你更加的苦痛。
And you might fall into despondency.
你可能会是落到这个陷阱。
Because it'll make you turn away from the living God.
原来这样的时候， 你的生命反而会更加的去转离开这个神。
And you'll probably end up being prideful and arrogant.
所以你原来这样的时候， 你的生命会更加的苦痛， 更加的去骄傲或者去远离神。
How can you be sure God delights in you?
所以怎么去肯定究竟神是真的是爱我呢?
Well, that's why we have communion.
我们怎么去清楚了解，就是说我们可以就是透过这个圣餐。
Because when Jesus Christ was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down on him, and heaven opened up, and the voice of heaven said, "This is my beloved Son."
就当耶稣在受洗的时候，当时的天都打开，就是说有这个圣灵来临当中，就是说这是我所喜爱的儿子。
In whom I am well pleased, in whom I delight in.
他就说这个是我所喜爱的儿子。
And all through Jesus' life, whenever Jesus turned to God, he said, Father, 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 he prayed to Father all the time.
所以当耶稣基督去很多时，去祈祷的时候，他都会说，天父，天父，天父。
Except one time.
除了一个时间，他没这么叫。
That famous cry on the cross, My God, my God. He doesn't say Father, because he's expelled.
耶稣他每次祈祷的时候都会用天父天父，但除了他是钉十字架的时候，他说神啊神啊，
rejected for us，
因为他就是当时就说天父都是要去转面离开他，
taking our place， he's innocent， He takes our place on the cross.
耶稣基督因为就话佢背起我哋嘅罪架， 而去钉喺十字架上，
and pays our sin penalty there.
而为咗我哋嘅罪钉喺十字架上， 去赔上要价钱。
You see, we can know now that God is pleased with us by what? By trusting in Jesus.
所以当我哋去相信神嘅时候， 我哋能够得到一个救恩。
And sometimes when you really are meeting with the Lord, the Spirit comes and says, "You are my beloved child."
所以就话当我哋去相信神嘅时候， 神都话系我哋嘅， 我哋系佢哋嘅喜爱嘅儿女。
And when you experience that, that will rearrange your world.
而当我哋能够去明白嘅时候， 用我哋咁嘅时候， 我哋能够真系懂得点样行生命嘅道路。
Because your heart will be soft.
我哋嘅心， 我们真的软化，
and you'll know for sure about His love for you.
原来今天时间的时候， 你的心真的软化， 你知道就是神是带你行这条应该你行的道路。
Christianity is the only religion on the face of the earth that says God suffers.
而基督教是唯一一个宗教告诉你， 就是神他自己亲身的去受苦， 为到人的缘故。
Think about that as you come to the table today.
所以说当我们领一圣餐的时候， 我希望大家能够去这么想。
For if He suffered the way He tells us He did in the Bible, then you can trust Him in your suffering too.
愿耶稣基督能够去牺牲他自己， 为到你的缘故的时候， 我希望大家能够这么去思想， 神是爱我们的。
Because you and I by faith can know that God delights in me.
他愿意这么做到的时候， 我们凭信心的明白， 就是说神都是喜爱我们。
Father, we thank you for your word and for the wisdom that lies there.
主啊，多谢你俾我哋嘅爱， 你俾到我哋一个智慧。
And I pray, Father, that you would help us to be pushed down the path of wisdom, not of folly.
就让我哋去有一个嘅智慧去行我今天嘅道路。
And as we seek to walk in the path of life,
而当我哋去寻找我点样去行人生嘅道路嘅时候，
may you be close to us. May we desire you.
让我们去寻找你， 让你都是亲近我们。
And our life will flourish.
让今天时间， 我们的生命才能够成长。
Despite the circumstances.
我们就算在一个挫折当中， 我们都会有一个成长的时间。
I pray that my brothers and sisters here would believe that.
我希望我们的弟兄姊妹能够去相信。
And be better for it.
让我们更加的去准备好。
For I ask that in the name of Jesus, amen.
我咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。